Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. If you'd like to see more about our stories or our events, please go to our website and you can take it from there. First up today in the project and export finance space on our essentials news offering, Thailand's largest cement company, Siam Cement, is looking to upsize the ECA portion backing the $5.4 billion Long Son petrochemical complex in Vietnam. The project company Long Son Petrochemicals, which was meant to start construction as soon as the debt signed in August 2018, has yet to draw down on the loans or start construction, according to a banker on the deal. State-run Bahrain Petroleum Company is expected to reach conditions precedent and full financial close on a $4.1 billion ECA-backed loan to finance the expansion of the Sitra oil refinery at the end of Q1 2019. On the news tracker service in the project and export space, a new World Bank report finds that investments of 4.5% of GDP will allow developing countries to achieve their infrastructure-related sustainable development goals and stay on track to limit climate change to up to 2 degrees Celsius. ProInversion has released an updated timeline for the delayed 226 million Hakuna-Panjubola Railway PPP project in Peru. Zambia and Zimbabwe have announced that shortlists for the project to construct the 2.4 gigawatt Batoka Gorge hydropower plant on a build-own-transfer basis. And UK Export Finance will support a €30.2 million Siemens contract for the refurbishment of Al Musab power station in southern Iraq. Over in the commodity finance space, Weiland's Bank has sealed a trade finance deal for peanut supplier Canon Garth. US President Donald Trump's trade war with China has roiled agriculture markets and given the world's top grain merchants the one thing they have claimed was essential to turn a trading profit: volatility. And Darko Petroleum Corporation has announced that Mozambique LNG One Company, the jointly owned sales entity of the Mozambique Area One Co-Ventures, has signed a sales and purchase agreement with Indonesia-based Pertamina. And energy customers in a South London housing estate will soon be trading solar power amongst themselves, thanks to a blockchain pilot project by Repowering London and the University of College London. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Mittagram, a fintech based in Stockholm, is launching a new bank-to-bank module to improve workflow, analytics, governance, audit, and turnaround time for correspondent banks' needs between financial institutions. The African Development Bank has earmarked $15 million for an equity fund for SMEs in West Africa, including Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Gambia. And FinTech Innovations International has launched a blockchain-powered e-commerce marketplace to help banks optimize trade finance risk and increase revenues. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast with your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.